On this portion of the morning show, it's a pleasure to welcome Julie Cairns of Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance in Richland Center and provide you with an update on the challenge this month for the Richland Community Food Pantry. Julie, welcome to the program, and let me say first off to you and Ryan, congratulations on being named Business of the Year in our community for the Making a Difference Awards.
Well, thank you so much. That goes to our whole team and everyone who comes to those events and all of our goals. So thank you so much. It was an honor.
Well, canned goods. You know, we've talked about, a little bit of everything in the food line. But, boy, the canned good ones has been a popular one. And I think it's one that we often think of, Julie, when we think of the food pantry.
Definitely. And I think it's just a natural fit for when we're already grocery shopping for ourselves. I mean, I don't know who doesn't, grab a can of vegetables or fruit at one point or another. So, and that being something that can last on the shelves quite a while and easy access for the consumers, it's been a good fit, very good fit. And it's easy for us to match. When we see 10 cans come in, it's easy to match 10 cans. So, yeah, very good.
Has the pantry given you some direction in what would really be good products to look for in those cans, Julie?
They have. They've asked specifically, of course, nothing homemade and preferably not in jars. But, let's be real. What would you want as a consumer? Probably the lower sodium, the less sugar ones, the more as healthy as possible options. It looks like peaches and green beans have been like the biggest hit so far. But, the pantry has been very, gracious, and anything would be great. So
soups would certainly fit in that category, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we have actually quite a bit of soup in here, the vegetable soup. Someone asked, it's not exactly canned vegetables, but it's soup with vegetables in it. I said, perfect, absolutely. Yeah, that would be great.
It's in a can, it's non-perishable, it's easy for somebody to make a meal out of.
Yeah. Again, if you just go back to what would I eat, I think that's a natural fit for what can I donate. So, yeah.
Let's look back at 2022. You had these different themes along the way. All in all, I mean, did the year leave you pleased with the way the community partnered with your efforts to help the pantry?
Beyond pleased, but yet not surprised, if that makes sense.
It sure does.
It's just, you never know. We toss these ideas out there to the community, and we just wonder, oh, I hope this takes off. I hope it's sticky. And the food pantry has been beyond measure as far as success. It's just crazy to me the amount of consistent people and at the same time the amount of new people that are starting to bring items in. It's been phenomenal. Every contest or challenge we have, it's been met. I mean, that wagon is overflowing every week. It's fantastic. Yeah.
But I think, Julie, in the conversations that we've had over the last month or couple of years since you became a permanent drop-off spot for the Richland Community Food Pantry, we hit the pandemic. That's tough. Now we're in the midst of inflation. That's tough. It seems like there's always something, doesn't it?
Always. And when I talk to Mr. Bauer, every month or so, I say, how are things? And every time it's, we really need some help. We really could use some help. There has never been a time where he has pressed pause or dialed back on anything. It's always been, the need is great. Please help.
So I'm guessing, for you, it would be peaches, and Ryan's favorite would be pickled beets.
How did you know?
Oh, I just used a wild guess.
That is spot on. He loves beets. I can't stand them. I love peaches. I'm not sure he could tolerate them. So, yep.
That's why you got married, isn't it?
How did you know? Ding, ding.
A wild guess.
Yeah, well, you're spot on. Yep. You're spot on, yes.
For people who want to bring things, we can bring them in. Are you still offering to come out to the car and get them?
Oh, yes. Curbside service right there, right in the parking lot. Yeah, come on up. We have a few folks that honk the horn, wave, and we'll come on out and pick it up. But, whenever you see the lights on, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, stop on in. Make your donation. And, there's always a sweet treat that you can have in return, some kind of a little treat to get. So, yeah, make it worth your trip.
When people are thinking about this, sometimes you can get the great big cans. Ideally, is this like what we would say for I don't know whether we say a typical family, but maybe 3 or 4 people, that can't type size can, Julie?
Correct. And actually, they haven't been too picky because they try to tailor the can size and the amount to each family. So if a family of 2 comes in, then they know how to, gauge the amount of cans. Or if there is a larger family and they have a larger can option, they will give them to that family. So not picky. There's definitely different sizes of families that they're serving. So it's okay.
But, you know, sometimes we might look at one of the great big, like, restaurant-type containers. That wouldn't be the best choice in this case, would
it? Thank you. That is very true. Yes, that is a bit extreme. So I would say press pause on the big consumer, the big sizes for, like, a party. Yeah, that would be tricky to be able to divide up. Yeah, good point.
And so how long is this challenge going to go? You're doing the canned food, and if we bring one in, you are matching it.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's going to go through the end of February. And if we see the cart still overflowing or I contact Mr. Bauer and the need is still there to be collecting such items, I'll let, you know, announce it and we'll keep it going. But it seems like for a couple months seems to work pretty perfect. So
well,
end of February.
Sounds good. Well, what a great way to celebrate, I think, the beginning of the year. People make resolutions. I'm going to make a difference in my community. Boy, a can of food can make a difference, can it?
It goes so far, you know, and again, I watch people as they drop the food item off. You can see it just feels good. It just feels good to give back. And it may feel small, but it is actually very powerful impact. So, yeah.
Does it also feel good to kiss a kangaroo or something?
This is what I've been told. I have not experienced it, but...
is it on your bucket list?
It is on my bucket list.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. So, and to keep the kangaroo happy prior to the kiss seems to be important. So a warm bottle of milk prior to the kiss, yes. So I assume you must have heard about our kiss a calf or kangaroo.
Well, yes, that would be kind of a rude transition otherwise, wouldn't it, to go from pickled beets to kissing a kangaroo?
Yeah.
Why does that make sense as a part of this conversation today, Julie?
Yes. Well, on February 11th, we are having a kiss a calf or a kangaroo or a pig, or it could be a little small kitty. We're having an event in our parking lot where we're raising funds for the canine units for the county and for the city. You will come in and you're going to drop a donation into a specific jar for whomever you want to see kiss that kangaroo or that calf.
Who's on this potential
crew,
kissing list?
It's the kissing crew is Billy Jones, Clay Porter, Mr. Ryan Cairns, and yours truly. So if you really, really want to see Ryan kiss a pig or kiss a calf or Billy kiss that kangaroo or Clay kiss a little small cat, you just put your donation in the corresponding jar.
Awesome.
Whoever gets the most donations, you know, well, we're trying to raise as many donations as we can for their canine units. But yeah, so someone's going to be kissing something, kangaroos, calves, we'll see.
So yeah. What happens, let's say that you finish in fourth place, what happens, what do you kiss?
Well, whatever's left. So that's why you kind of want to raise the most money, because I feel like then we should have first dibs as to which we want to kiss.
So you get to
right?
choose. Yeah.
Well, yes. There is still discussion amongst us four how this is going to shake out. You can imagine everyone has their own idea here. But we'll see. But someone's going to be kissing something, or we're all going to be kissing something. So... yeah.
But the ultimate goal being that the canine units, which, in fact, earlier this week, Officer Joe Nusi was with us and talked about what an incredible role those canines are playing.
Incredible. And it is, and if you go all the way back a few years when we did scoops for the pooch, we had kind of started a fundraising then. We're just trying to circle back to areas that have been impactful and have helped out the community, you know, kind of a widespread. So we're coming back to it. And Tiny Acres, I'm sure you're familiar with them. She knocked on my door and said, hey, what about this baby calf I have? Maybe we could do something around Valentine's Day, kissing the calf. And, of course, my mind spins with how can we make this an event for everyone to enjoy? And this is where the spinoff came in with the donations for the canine units.
Well,
and, of course, nobody said no when I said we could be potentially kissing a kangaroo. But everyone stepped up and was like, that's fine. Well, we met the kangaroo yesterday, and suddenly people were like, uh-oh. Okay, show us the calf again. Show us the little pig again. So we'll see.
When you mentioned kangaroo, we had to think Tiny Acres. You know, there aren't that many other kangaroos in Richland County.
Yeah, and he's growing.
Oh, isn't he?
He's grown since the last event. Yeah.
I can just imagine after he'd be kissed by Ryan Cairns, he could jump backwards.
He would, or up. I don't know. I mean, I can tell you firsthand, kangaroo, I understand.
So what day? That's February 11th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's going to be 12 to 3. So we'll have some, you know, of course, we can't have an event without some kind of a treat. So we'll have some kind of a treat there for everyone to enjoy. they'll have the animals there from 12 to 3. And I think the main kissing event will be around 2:45-ish, you know, before the end of the event at 3. So we'll have more details as it gets closer once these fellas decide just how much they can handle. We'll be putting out more details. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Well, it sounds like fun, and that's the way these things should be. And again, if we'll stop in a can of food, whether we bring you a case or we bring you one can makes no difference.
Please. So. It is all so very greatly appreciated. And then when you drop off a can, you can make your monetary donation into the jar of whoever you want to kiss.
Oh, we can do that now. We don't have to wait till the 11th?
No, you don't. At this point, we're going to have the jars out tomorrow, starting tomorrow. So you can step down but any time between now and in the event, and then as well as the day of the event. We just thought there could be folks who couldn't make it to the event, but yet want to have a chance to vote to make sure that, you know, Billy Jones is kissing that kangaroo. So, yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Oh,
great. Yes, it does.
Great to have you on the air. Best wishes. And you will remain, you know, maybe there's something new for March in terms of the food pantry, but people can drop off items at your place at any time, can't they?
Anytime, anything minus homemade and, you know, perishable. Sure. So yes, anything is welcome.
If it's a suitable donation for the pantry, it's always welcome.
Yes, you got it.
Sounds good.
Put the words out of my mouth. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for being on, Julie. Take care. Julie Cairns, our special guest on this part of the program. And again, it's matched. So if you drop one can, you know the pantry will get two. And we'll look forward to talking more about that lip smacking that's going to take place on February 11th in downtown Richland Center. Thanks for being a part of the morning show today.